ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Patricia.
In golf, Cameron Smith was the best of the Australians going to the final day of the US Masters. How has he fared this morning?
Well, Patricia, his final round began auspiciously enough when he found the second hole from the bunker for an eagle to be three strokes off the lead. But that moment has been followed by a couple of missed putts, relatively easy ones for a player of his standing. So when we checked in just a few moments ago, he was four strokes behind the joint leaders, Scottie Scheffler, Ludvig Åberg and Colin Morikawa. He still has the back nine. We're on day four at Augusta National. The greats do announce themselves, but it's going to take a few more eagles to make up the leeway as Scheffler, the sole leader until the last little while, attempts to fight off other challenges. And Scheffler, it must be said, has the pedigree, if that's the right word to do that. He went to the same school, here's a bit of trivia for you, where NFL legend Vince Lombardi began his coaching career, St. Celia's in New York. And right now, you'd reckon one of Lombardi's critiqueurs would be into the forefront of Scheffler's young mind. Winners never quit, and quitters never win, Patricia.
In football, goalkeeper Casey DeMont's penalty shootout brilliance has taken the Central Coast Mariners to the A-League women's semi-finals for the first time.
Yeah, in a match decided by penalty shootout, DeMont showed she's no quitter. She not only made two saves, two compelling saves, but then successfully took her turn from the spot. The Mariners winning the shootout against Melbourne Victory 4-2. And it would have been quite the moment of schadenfreude for DeMont. Hitherto a legend at Victory, she was let go by the club when she decided to have a crack at playing in the AFLW as well. The Mariners said they didn't mind her dual footballing ambitions and they took her on. And you'd reckon that the debt's been well and truly repaid with a fair bit of interest, Patricia.
In rugby league, Canberra won a golden point thriller against the Gold Coast in the NRL yesterday.
Patricia, there were just 12 seconds of golden point extra time to go when, against his old club no less, Jamal Fogarty kicked the field goal that sent the assembled Canberrans on and off the field at their eponymous stadium, and that off-the-field lot included the coach, Ricky Stewart. They went into unabashed pandemonium after Brett Kelly's conversion from the sideline had pushed the game into extra time. The Titans twice had chances to score their own winning field goal, but Kieran Foran's first kick, which charged down by the Raiders' new wunderkind, the 18-year-old Chevy Stewart. Yes, he's named after the actor. Mum and dad are fans. It wasn't quite Groundhog Day with Foran's second attempt. It just went skew-whiff as play then wended down Canberra's end and Fogarty ended the game. The win elevates the Raiders to third, while the Titans are grateful for all of South Sydney's tribulations, which means they're only second last. And as for South, it seems despite the loss last weekend to Cronulla Sutherland, Jason Demetrio will remain as coach for a while. Yet the Rabbitohs have the bye next before playing Melbourne on Anzac Day, and that match is followed by a board meeting when the rumble of the tumbrel will start again, if it hasn't before. Perhaps it's one of the issues you might like to clear up with the PM. I think he barracks for South Sydney, doesn't he, Patricia?
Oh, he certainly does. In the AFL, teenager Harley Reid inspired the West Coast Eagles to their first win of the season.
Yeah, look, the number one draft pick showed why he's the next big thing in the game. He's got speed that burns. What he can do with his feet would make Fred Astaire envious. And there will be plenty, particularly in coaching boxes, who'll be arguing about what to do about his don't argue fins. He even landed one on Dustin Martin yesterday. And needless to say, the moment has gone viral, at least on one side of the Nullarbor. The Eagles, who have had plenty of other issues, have been trying to underplay Reid's prodigious abilities so as not to put too much pressure on him. They have no hope now. The 47,000 at the ground in Perth and the long sufferers elsewhere have been looking for any thin reed of hope. Won't let that happen. As the 2023 number one draft pick, Reid has or was awarded the inaugural Alan Aylett Medal. If he has as much influence on the game as Dr. Aylett, the Eagles will return quickly to their preferred default position, competition powerhouse. And speaking of one of those, in the other game yesterday, Geelong ran amok against North Melbourne. The Catters just behind GWS on percentages now on the top of the ladder, Patricia.
That was brutal. In Super Netball, the Sunshine Coast Lightning made a powerful statement about their intentions for the season ahead.
Yeah, Patricia, via some astute off-season recruiting, the Lightning have been everyone's pre-season favourite. Yesterday, they turned those words into something more tangible, competition points, by beating last year's grand finalists, the Sydney Swifts, and well and truly beating them, really, by 16 goals. Courtney Bruce, recruited from the West Coast Fever, was the standout player for the Lightning. The other game yesterday was the inaugural derby in Melbourne. The Vixens outfoxing the competition newbies, the Mavericks, by 7 goals. And just quickly updating the golf from Augusta National, Scottie Scheffler has regained the outright lead, two strokes in front with 8 holes to go, and Cameron Smith is now 7 strokes behind him, Patricia.
Thanks so much, Warwick.
Good on you, Patricia.
Warwick Hadfield there. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.